We are on the road again. Welcome back, ladies and gents, to the Next Door Comic Store.
This is the most non-Next Door Comic Store opening, but this might be the most non-Next Door Comic Store specific episode.
That's big facts. It's just me and Chris here tonight.
Doors? So, I'm not even going to say doors are open because that would be unsafe.
I mean, that's a little unsafe.
Doors are actually closed.
A drive-thru window open.
Drive-thru window might be open. Doors are closed. Sean and I are currently taking a trip. It's like a little 30-minute trip to leave Oxford and go to Batesville to pick up a copy of Star Wars, The Order Has Fallen.
The Order Has Fallen. Star Wars, Order 66.
My order has fallen and it can't get up. We are going to pick it up because Redbox, I feel like that could almost be content.
Ooh.
Anyways, we're going to pick it up because Redbox is selling its games, and they have the Star Wars game, and it is $25.
Which is like 60% off?
Right.
We're gonna go with 60%, possibly more. We don't know. It's a deal and a half.
I've gone to four different Redboxes here before I decided I'm just going to drive. It's worth the 36 minutes, I gotta say. It's $25!
36 minutes worth of content plus 60% off, I'm just saying.
Look, the content is writing itself because we're going to talk about Star Wars because since I last saw you or last recorded, I've seen 5 Star Wars movies in that time. But I feel like it's worth noting this Redbox thing is great, but it makes total sense. Like, weird to talk about. It makes sense. It's like a big industry shift, but it makes sense because I've never heard of anybody renting a game from Redbox. I've never rented a game from Redbox because it's not, especially with the PS4 and you have to download games now. It's like, I was shocked when this became a thing to begin with.
Right.
And so now that it's over, I'm not that surprised because I don't know if it's worth it to rent a game for, like you said, $3 a day.
Right.
And then you are deleting or you're downloading it to make space to play it for maybe 3 days. And there's no guarantee you beat it unless 3 days, unless you just have like
a 3 day try weekend. Hard this bitch.
Yeah. And so it's just like, it's not worth paying to do that and then taking it right back and deleting it again and doing all this stuff.
Also, I just thought about it. Apologies, everyone, if there's like road noise.
Because we're
kind of in a car.
Look, I said we were driving.
I know, but like, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, what if like the, I don't know. Anyways.
Look, I feel like it's in a solid, it's in a little cup.
I think we're good.
We're doing the thing.
We're good. We're blessed.
We're audible enough.
We're audible enough. We're loud. We talk loud, honestly.
We are talking very loud. I'm going to be very demonstrative this entire episode and talk like this to make sure that you hear me and that I don't fall asleep. Me, a 23-year-old, falling asleep while driving at 8:13 p.m. On a Thursday. Which would be very tragic.
It's about to be a short episode.
Listen.
I'm about to murder Chris, y'all.
No. I thought you were going to say it's going to be a short episode because of the drive.
No.
This could become its own segment. I just feel like driving somewhere that's kind of a trip, it should be a thing. Or shouldn't it be a thing? We're going to find out how it sounds, because last time we tried a thing, it didn't sound great.
Oh.
We were told that it sounded like we were underwater.
Sounded like hot doo-doo. And I went to pee during the episode. I don't know if you can actually hear me.
I didn't listen back. I feel like
I refuse to listen to that episode.
I don't listen to any of the episodes. I probably should. Anton and Chance do sometimes. I just can't. I don't like listening to my voice.
I listen to some of them. Just, you know, run up our listens. Anyways.
Faking streams.
Anyways.
No, we're faking our streams. You just revealed that we're faking streams, mate.
Only like two. Only like two fake streams. I'm just saying.
Until Anchor gives us the bag and they say there were two streams over the minimum mark to get the bag.
Bags. We still got the bag.
This episode will be deleted immediately after. Like, oh, that's crazy. Two extra streams. Oh, it's nuts.
Damn.
Also, on the topic of, listen, again, the content is writing something. On the topic of, like, not wanting to listen to your voice and Star Wars, which we're actually going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Oh, you already knew what I was getting into?
Well, as soon as you said, like, not wanting to listen to your voice, and then you, like, led into Star Wars, I was like, he's going to talk about the interview with, like, Terry? Is that her? Is that
the name? I can't remember her last name.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think Adam Driver was wrong at all. They said it was during a break for one.
Yeah, he left during the break, so it's not like he just stormed off of, like, live TV or some shit. Yeah,
he didn't cuss anybody out. He didn't, like, get, like, I don't know, like, aggressive about it. He just kind of left.
He just kind of left, yeah.
I think that's fine, because it had come out, like, in the thing that he told her that, like, a year... He's been on there before, and he said that to her before.
It has been said multiple times to multiple different interviewers, because this is not just some new thing. This has been something for him for a long time, and mm-hmm. like many people who have done interviews with him, who have done segments, anything like that, you know, he's a popular actor. Like, the Star Wars movies are popular. I say popular. They're notable.
They're pretty popular.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Even the bad ones.
Anyway. We'll talk about that later. So, it's like they're popular movies. He's a popular character within the movies. Like, literally, this man has his own fan fiction. Jesus. Anyways. So, of course he's going to be interviewed multiple times by multiple different people.
And I feel like every time, like, part of the preface is like, there's no reality, because, like, with anxiety, I generally have, like, an anxiety about hearing my own voice, and literally anytime, like, I'm at work, or we're just out, and you see somebody records me in a video, I immediately start yelling, and I plug my ears, or I say, please don't play the video back, I don't want to hear my voice, and that's just me, like, as something as small as a Snapchat video that...
Absolutely.
What... 70 plus people maybe we'll see depending on who the mm-hmm. person is on their story, like, perfect. So it's like, so if I'm snapping right in the center, I can't imagine Adam Driver, who's been in tons of movies and has done tons of interviews, right. is like forgetting to tell anybody.
No.
And again, it's well documented that he told this lady, Terry, if this is a lady, I don't want to just refer to her as this lady, the interviewer, yeah, he's told her, like, it's, or even if it wasn't him, like, his team, somebody told her, like, this is the thing that was known.
The manager told her, somebody told somebody, and that's a fact.
And I know it's the scene from Marriage Story where he's singing, so he's, like, he's right. already self-conscious about his acting and his voice, but he, like, he's definitely really bad about it with his singing, so, like,
right.
it's a scene from Marriage Story, which, he sounds fine when he's singing. I think part of the thing is, like, he's just a guy
who... He just doesn't want to listen to
it. Yeah, and he didn't want to hear it back, so... Right. Luckily, I haven't seen a lot of people start killing him for it, which is good.
I've seen most of what I've seen, people are taking his side.
Which is good, and I don't think Absolutely. He's wrong. I've only seen people start killing him for the fact that he served in the military after 9/11, and he gave his reasoning why, and it was like a revenge thing, like he wanted to go get revenge, but then he kind of like cleaned it up in a sense by saying like, but I realized that was wrong, like I was a kid, I was scared, and I was afraid, and I enlisted, right. like I want to go kill, and I can't remember if he said like a word... like in a derogatory sense, but I don't think he said like present day him saying, he said like when I was younger, I was saying younger, that's yeah. in that, you know, in the state of mind that I was in, that might have been, that was like my thing, like, I want to go kill
right,
terrorists or you know whatever, yeah, so
yeah,
and even with that, I'm like,
in his defense, I believe a lot of people joined the military with that mindset that time, like our military recruitment like boomed during that time, which we won't get into conspiracies on this episode.
Oh, no.
But a lot.
You know, we will get into a little war. We're getting into another war.
Ooh.
A war that takes place in the stars.
In the stars? In
the stars. Ooh. Now, I want to preface this by saying I don't think I'm as big of a Star Wars fan as you are.
Right.
Only because I'm sure you've seen all these movies multiple times.
Yes.
The first time I really started watching them, like, in any kind of
order. I've already rewatched them all now that they're all on Disney Plus.
Okay, well, yeah, the first time I watched them was we watched A New Hope that one time in the apartment. That was the first time, like, ever watching with the intention of watching all of them. And it was from then until 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Or no, I guess it was from then until early this week that I finally watched Empire, which is, I gotta say... That's some good Star Wars. That's
honestly,
it's a quality film.
It is a quality film.
That's some good Star Wars.
Because I believe episode 3 is my favorite out of the newer trilogy.
Wait, like the prequel trilogy, yes.
If I say prequel trilogy or newer trilogy, like, I'm usually referring to episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And then, like, the original trilogy is 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
Episode 6 and episode 3 are my favorites, personally. But you're going to run into this problem anytime you have a trilogy. Episode 2 is usually a bit of a lull in what's all going on. You know, for example, the Clone Wars, Attack of the Clones, or whatever it was. Freaking nuts.
I can't remember.
Now I'm going to sound like a
face. It was Attack of the Clones, because Clone Wars is a TV show.
It's a TV show, yeah.
Which coincidentally, I saw way before I saw Attack of the Clones. Yeah. It was on Cartoon Network, and I used to kind of watch it.
Yeah. It's like, I've seen all the movies. The only thing I haven't seen is, I haven't seen Rogue One, and I haven't seen Star Wars Resistance. I've seen Star Wars The Clone Wars, and I've seen Star Wars Rebels, one of the newer Disney Star Wars shows.
Rogue One is some good Star Wars 2, Sean. Again, this is from someone who just started Star Wars.
That's fine. I'm sure it is. Like, I saw like Solo and all that.
I haven't finished Solo from when we watch it. I guess because I've been watching the movies.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to go through the main story, and then I'm gonna go back and do Solo and probably watch Rogue One again.
That's fair. Yeah, but it's like back to my main point with the problem with trilogies. It's like, that's a problem that's happened with the new trilogy. New trilogy being episodes 7, 8, and 9. Episode 8 was a bit of a lull in the story. You know, they went to, like, the casino planet, and, like, did all that roundabout stuff. And, you know, I think I might have talked to you about this.
I just want to let you know, at some point during this episode, from a completely logical standpoint, and it's probably because I'm not as deep into Star Wars just yet, I'm going to defend the sequel trilogy.
From
pure logic. Okay. But I want to let you go ahead and go first.
Let me state this now. From a purely cinematic point of view, the movies are fine. They're fun. They're fun to watch. They're good. So I'm not about to completely dismantle them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'll go ahead and start off by saying that. But, like, I think a big problem with the new trilogy is that, you know, they switched out directors, like, halfway through the trilogy.
Yeah.
You know? J.J. Abrams did the first one, and then shout out Rian Johnson, who did Knives Out.
We'll talk about that later, down the way back, with just two episodes.
Yeah. And,
some incredible Johnsoning pause. Ignore that part completely, actually.
Pause.
Continue. What were we saying? Pause.
Star Wars, episode 8 was directed by Rian Johnson. And I think J.J. Abrams and Rian Johnson had completely different visions of what they wanted. And as a matter of fact, I know this because didn't they do an interview with Rian Johnson? And, like, he was talking about, like, one of the hardest parts of making or directing this, directing the movie, was, like, he had no clue why. He couldn't find a reason for Luke to be on the island. He had no clue what J.J. Abrams was going for.
Yeah. See, okay. So I've been, as I do with everything, I get, like, just deep into. I've been watching, like, Mr. Sunday movies.
Right.
Which is that YouTube channel. Just a bunch of other YouTube channels and reading a lot of things. Because I've been really wanting to understand Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Because I want to say this now. I'm afraid of Star Wars fans. Jordan invited us to The Rise of Skywalker tonight, and I was like, Jordan, I will never go see a Star Wars movie opening weekend. I'm afraid of Star Wars fans. I think they're weird, because I'm a huge Marvel fan. I see Marvel movies opening weekend, and I've seen some very odd things there.
Yeah.
But I just think it's like, not even, it's the toxic, and it's just, I'm not even mad, it's just like how ingrained they are into these, and it's because these movies have been going on for 40 years, so I think there's like a deep-rooted passion, so like, I don't know, that's beside the point, but in videos I've seen, I think a big thing lately has been, like, was there a map for this trilogy or not? Because it's like you said, Rian Johnson, like, I don't know why he's here. I don't know if this is leading towards. And it started to come out, people saying that there was, like, oh, there's an original plan all along. But then other people, like, that just doesn't make any sense because, like, if there's an original plan all along, like...
Why didn't we go with it?
Yeah, like, I feel like Palpatine would have been mentioned in one of the other movies and not at the Star Wars event in, what was that, like, January or whatever? If this is, like, part of the roadmap. So a lot of people feel like the Palpatine thing was damage control because Rian Johnson's like, I don't know what to do. I'll kill Snoke. Which I'm going to say, after watching them, I don't have the biggest gripe with that, and I'll get into that after I let you get back to your point about why I don't think the Snoke thing is the biggest deal to me.
Okay.
And we might find out that I'm wrong once you explain a little bit better. But, yeah, so I think, like, I don't know if there was a big plan, like you said. And with there being originally there going to be three different directors, I feel like this is always destined to be kind of a mess. It's like the Harry Potter movies have multiple directors, but they're source business. Strict source material to follow. Right. Even if there weren't books, I feel
there
like...
There is literally no source material for this.
Yeah, like, for this trilogy, and I feel like without source material, at least, like you said, if there would have been a plan, like, okay, we want to do this, this, and that. We want this trilogy to start
here. I'm sorry for interrupting. I say there's no source material. There is a little bit. Like, the First Order, there's a lot of lore around the First Order.
Yeah.
And, like, Snoke from the Outer Rim and stuff like that. So, I mean, they're taking bits and pieces. From canon stuff.
So I feel like just having lore and trying to use lore simply as your source material, though.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, I feel like that's how you get into situations like this, because you can do things that fall within the lore and make sense, but, like, if they don't compute with people, they don't register with people in terms of, like, the general story, I think it'll be lost on people. And I am in the middle and agree with both sides on things. Like, I will defend the sequel trilogies from cinematic standpoints and just from logical standpoints, but I don't see the biggest issue of some of the gripes that people have, because, like, there is just such a disconnect, because, like you said, there's just a lore, and if you only have lore, like, the lore can say, oh, this character can do this, but if nothing in the previous movie showed any hints towards that, or, like,
it's
any training towards
sense.
It, yeah, like, if you just, with the new force powers, I think, I agree with, you know, Rian Johnson, like, well, in this book, there's the lore that they can do that. But in the movie, if they're just, like, doing it nonstop, and there was nothing in the previous movie of, like, a mention or learning how to do it,
there's
it's just
no
kind of like,
it.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
They can just have Force FaceTime calls because now, like, like, at least, like, if Kylo Ren would, if someone would have mentioned, like, oh, you can kind of communicate with people across the Force in this way. And I know that's a thing that's been done before, but not to the degree that Rey and Kylo Ren were, like, literally on, like, FaceTime. They're on Force FaceTime. And I think I've seen a lot of people that they kind of like that's a new ability, but it's like, but it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Right.
And it's kind of jarring. It's like, because the MCU will do this. There'll be things in the MCU that I really, really, really like, but they'll be super, like, jarring and kind of out of nowhere, and there's no buildup, and it's kind of hard to digest when you first see it, no matter how much you like it. It's just, there's no precedent for it. Like, it just happened, and now the movie's like, and this is how it is now. And you're like, okay. But, a long-winded way to say I agree with you that I don't think there was, like, a map for what they wanted to do, and Rian Johnson being like, I don't know why Luke is on this island, and I don't know what to do. So in these movies, in the new ones, were they written and directed by, like, Ryan, like, J.J. wrote and directed The Force Awakens, Rian Johnson wrote and directed,
let me fact check that for you real quick.
Because if not, then that's another place where I'll start to defend the directors, because, like, you can only...
You can only do so much with the story that's written and given to you.
Mm-hmm. Especially with a company, with a big company that's not going to let you alter stuff too much. Like,
right.
I think the pacing and stuff, sure, we can put that maybe on Rian Johnson and how long, like, the casino scene sort of kind of took. But if it's in the script...
So, the screenplay for The Force Awakens was written by J.J. Abrams, Lawrence Kasdan, and Michael Arndt.
So, I can imagine J.J. Abrams had, like, 95% of the control over the creative decisions for that movie.
Yes.
Probably not for Ozark Green, probably not for the thing as a whole, but,
Rian Johnson wrote the screenplay for The Last Jedi.
Okay, well then.
So, they wrote and directed their own movies. So we can't really cut them too much slack.
Do you want to talk about these, or do you want me to tell you how I'm feeling about the movies as a whole so far?
Because
if we talk about these, I can lead into either one, regardless of which way.
Tell me where. Give me your opinions on the whole.
On the whole, I think they're good. They're, I don't even want to say fine, because they're more than fine. There are, like anything, there are a couple of clunkers that was very bright.
That was very bright.
Just with any franchise or anything, I think with the term franchise in general, they're going to be clunkers. If we're talking franchise, like a sports franchise, you're going to have a couple of bad seasons. You're going to have bad players, bad contracts. There's always going to be room, and it's something that's such a long-standing thing. So as a whole, I think the movies, I think they're pretty good. I've enjoyed them, but I think in order to sort of kind of defend some decisions that other people have made, to a degree, they're kind of all the same movie. Structural-wise, like, it's, of course, there's different things that happen, and there are, like, two that are very, very different from the rest, but I feel like, for the most part, they're kind of all the same movie as far as, like, where they kind of start, what kind of happens in the middle, what kind of happens, like, in between the middle and the end, which I know is a crazy part, and then, like, what happens at the end and kind of, like, how it ends. That's kind of where I'm at on that. And so I think that seeing it that way kind of makes me confused with some of the things that people don't like about the other ones. Again, I'm going to explain this, and this could be because I just don't have the strongest attachment to Star Wars. So Snoke dying and everyone being so upset that he was hyped up to be this big bad guy, and you know, there are all these things that you wanted to know about him, and he was kind of just killed off, right?
Right.
I kind of look to that as, look, okay, ignore, don't use the prequels to try to be like, oh, well, we found out more, he was in the prequels. So I feel like watching them, Palpatine and Snoke kind of like serve the same purpose up until the point where they're just killed, right?
Right.
Like, Palpatine has, of course, more screen time, more movies with the prequels. We learn more about his backstory.
Yes.
But, like, as far as the original trilogy came out, he was just kind of this figure in the shadows controlling things.
Right.
And then there's a scene in the movie where he dies, of course, which is the third one for him. But there's a scene where he kind of shows up, and he's kind of just, I know he does more, but he's kind of just a bad guy. He's just doing bad guy things.
Right.
And there's no real fight with him. There's no real, like, conflict. It's more of him torturing Luke, in a sense, and Darth Vader's there. Because the conflict is still more between Luke and Darth Vader than it is between Luke and Palpatine. And then he's doing all this, and again, not knowing that he comes back in the sequels or more stuff for the prequels, he just dies. Like, Vader picks him up with one hand because he's missing the other one, and then he just throws him down a space tunnel.
Right.
And then for that point in time, he's just dead, right? And so with Snoke, it's like he's this kind of figure in the background, and he's, you know, he's got all these plans, and he wants to do all these things or whatever, and we don't know a whole lot about him. And then, you know, there's the throne room, the red room scene or whatever. And I feel like maybe the death itself might have been a little more, okay, I guess. But, you know, he's kind of this guy. He's just a bad guy. There's never really any conflict between him and Rey. You know, Rey never has a lightsaber fight with him. She's just kind of, isn't he, like, torturing her or something? And that scene, she's, like, floating and yelling. Is that him or is that Kylo Ren? Snoke doing that? So he's just kind of doing that. And then Kylo Ren just uses the Force to turn on a lightsaber. Like, he has Alexa capabilities. And then Snoke just dies. And then the people hated that. And I was just like, but, and I saw The Last Jedi. I've seen The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi kind of close to when they came out. So I saw those before I went back and watched the original trilogy.
Right.
So watching the Snoke death, like, in that moment, I was like, I guess, like, yeah, people are mad. But then when I went back and watched the original trilogy and the same thing happened to Palpatine, I was like, it's the same thing, kind of. It's just, he's the bad guy. He shows up with another person who's, like, the masked figure bad guy, sort of, kind of. And he's just there. He's like, I'm being bad. I'm the bad guy. Look at me doing bad guy things. And then he just dies. And then, like, everyone's like, that was so wasted. And I thought he was going to be this thing. And, again, if we hadn't gotten the prequels, I feel like Palpatine would have been the same person. You'd have been wondering, like, who he really is and where did he come from. And, like, I thought we were going to get more backstory on him. Because, like, if I start describing one of these guys right now, you won't, from my point of view, you won't know which one I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It's like the base things that we got from him in the trilogies that they were in. Like, if I was like, he's a figure in the shadows. He's controlling somebody. He's manipulating them to try to, you know, use their powers in the Force. And he's got the Force too, but he's trying to, you know, use them to do his bidding and his deeds. And, you know, he gets our main hero at some point. And then there's a big sequence where our main hero and, you know, the true antagonist, I'll say, or the, I guess the more rooted antagonist, kind of have a fight, and they do some like flips and some sword fighting, and then he starts torturing our antagonist, and then the bad guy just kills him. Who am I talking about?
Palpatine.
No, I was talking about Snoke. It's the same thing.
Damn, got you.
So that's just one of those things where I'm just like, and I don't want to say that fans are nitpicking, because I think if the idea was, well, I wanted something different this time with the Snoke thing, then I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, yeah, I guess I would have liked, I can understand wanting, like, the villain to have a different kind of thing happen. But if it's just, oh my God, that's so stupid, why would you do that? It's like, but they did this in the original trilogies, and people call this, like, one of the greatest trilogies of all time, and it kind of gets this pass. So watching it, I've noticed things like that, and again, it could just be because I've been in the Star Wars, and like, knowledge and fandom and this wisdom for all of like 4 days now, right? Like, I'm not one with the Force yet. I just kind of knock cups over, but I can't like do a Yoda flip. But I can be like, but that cup of water spilled. So like, so maybe that's why it's, I'm able to look at it from that simple of a view. But there are a couple things like that where I'm just like, this is the other movie did this, and it did it very close to the same, and it's fine, and no one cared. But like I said, if the problem is it's repetitive, then I get that. But if the problem is just, oh, this is such a stupid thing, why would they do that? It's just like, well, it's been done before, and no one really cared, you know?
Uh-huh.
So after that long, like, 7 minutes of me trying to describe a very simple thing, react. Tell me I'm wrong, or am I wrong?
I gotta gather my thoughts. I got a lot churning here.
Oh, no!
So, I mean, good and bad, you know. I say bad, relatively speaking. You know, I believe that, okay. Let's pick a point to start from. So, I'm gonna start from how you mentioned the repetitiveness. Yes.
With those two, or with the movies kind of in general?
With how, you know, like, the new trilogy reflecting the original trilogy.
Okay.
I think there is some grievance about that. That, you know, because I was looking through some of the reviews of the new Rise of Skywalker, and people, and that was like a complaint they had, that, you know, it was too safe. It was just trying to copy the original trilogy so people won't get mad at it. Which I believe a lot of people from the people that I have talked to that are knowledgeable, more knowledgeable than me about Star Wars, they say that The Force Awakens is basically a copy and paste of A New Hope.
Okay, there are points I have on that from a video, but I will let you continue your point. We'll talk about that, because again,
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
we can move on from there. excuse me. As far as Snoke and how the death is similar to, or how you were saying the death is similar to Palpatine, I believe the difference there is, yes, Palpatine was just kind of killed off, but I believe that there was more interaction between Snoke and the characters than there was between Palpatine and the characters. Yes.
Wait,
yes.
The other way around, or?
Like Palpatine was, for all intents and purposes, literally just a figure in the background for the first two movies, and then he got some screen time.
Let's make sure I heard you right. Okay, yeah, that's, yeah, that's what I thought you said. I was like, yeah, okay, so you said Snoke had more interaction.
Snoke had a lot more interaction. Like, Snoke was really, of course, we saw like maybe like a couple minute scenes of Palpatine, you know, interacting with Darth Vader, you know, I'll go do my bidding, blah, blah, blah. But, like,
excellent Palpatine voice, gotta say.
Thank you. I've been working on it a while. You ain't. Anyways.
Wait. Okay. Off track, Palpatine's voice and some of the lines that he got was, like, might have been my favorite thing. What did he say? He's like, when your friends arrive, the shields... I can't remember what he said, but like the
when
way...
When your friends arrive...
They'll notice that the shields are still up. And I was like, this is hilarious coming from this shriveled little man. But it's menacing. But it was just, like, the lines that he got... Like, even if he was just milking it, being really, really, oh, look, I'm the bad guy. I think that does work sometimes.
I think
off track, I kind of enjoy
especially
that.
Especially for that time frame, mm-hmm. I think it worked really well for him.
The only other time I've seen somebody just be like, okay, I'm just going to completely lean into being as, not silly, but just lean into being, not even campy, just into it is Patrick Wilson and an Aquaman as Ocean Master.
Yeah.
Like, when he's just yelling, like, I am, like, he just leaned into it, and I was like, this works for this. This is incredible. This is great. Like, I love how hokey and just into this he's being, and I really like that about the Palpatine. But continue. You made the voice. And
yeah, that's fine. But the thing about Snoke is, Snoke was a lot more involved with Kylo. Of course, we see, you know, in the prequels, we see that Chancellor Palpatine is pretty involved. But strictly speaking of the original trilogy versus the new trilogy, because we're comparing Emperor Darth Sidious character as the, you know, we're comparing those two.
Yeah.
Without the extra backstory we get later.
Mm-hmm.
So, which actually I do have a bit. I'm getting off track. Anyways.
We got a whole other episode, so we're good.
We have a whole other episode.
So we don't have to talk about the knives being out. The knives might have to stay in.
Well, God. Focus. So Snoke, you know, Snoke, like, basically molded Kylo. And we see, like, you know, when Kylo has his temper tantrum, you know, Snoke's there. Like Snoke's like, oh, I can still see the good in you. You need to kill it. And he's molding him and guiding him to be a true Sith.
Right.
Well, you know, like, Darth Vader's already a Sith. Like, he doesn't need that. Mm-hmm. We don't get that interaction.
Right.
And so there's a lot of character development within Kylo, and a lot of that character development comes from Snoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Snoke is the reason that Kylo killed Han. Like, he convinced him, you know, you need more hate in your heart. You need to kill that good. If you kill your dad, you know, that'll help.
Pop it. Twist it. Kill your parents. Turn it.
Hide the body.
Hide the body.
That's like dead ass, a video. I forgot about that.
The bop it, twist, kill your parents. That's what I was quoting. That's what
I had that deep
in my phone. Because I saw it years ago. But okay, go ahead.
Sorry. It smells loud.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, Batesville.
Now I just smell like actual smoke.
All right, Batesville.
Smoke, snow. Okay. All
right. Ooh, we're on the right track.
I think, is it this one? There's no reason for what I was about to do.
Yes, it's this one.
See my game.
You're about to.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching. We can stay in the car and finish your point. It's reserved, so no one's going to get it.
Facts. So Snoke is a lot more involved than Palpatine was. And so, you know, and Snoke, while I don't think this theory ended up being true, but, Snoke was, like, more or less, alluded to being like this, like, master force user that was beyond even Palpatine.
Uh-huh.
I think he's letting you go.
What if they're hacking this and they're stealing my copy of Force Awakens?
Then we're burning this whole bitch down.
And then I'm gonna pull out my lightsaber and completely dismember them. You know, Mace Windu just chops off
Facts.
Jango Fett's head and just kind of stare at them. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to chop their heads off and stand there.
Whoop that tree.
Stare into their kid. Oh, there's no kid in the car. And I'm going to stare in their car and let their kids see me. And then the kid's going to grow up like, oh, I bloody hate people from Old Miss.
We're like, I'm going to be.
I'm going to replicate my dad, and I'm going to wear a red hoodie and go to Redbox, matching the Redbox. And then I'm going to be a bad guy.
Ooh.
And I'm going to kill him too. That's going to be the twist. Following your father's footsteps, are you? Or his mother. He's free to choose. I'm going to kill her too. That's the way of the Jedi. That's the way of the Jedi.
We can talk about that all day long.
Yeah, parents kill them. I'm gonna kill your parents. I'm gonna take you far away and teach you how to use a light sword, and then while you're gone, your parents are gonna die. Or your mom's gonna get chained up and sold into slavery, and then she'll still eventually die. Or your aunt and uncle get burned to death. Killing them.
Killing
them. While you learn how to use this laser sword with this little green guy.
And then you kill them.
And then you kill the people that killed your mom, and you're like, I slaughtered them like animals.
The men and women and children too.
And then you go on and you kill small children.
Nice.
Because once you start killing, you just open the floodgates. You just kill at that point.
You just kill. You just kill. You love to kill.
Jedi. Love to kill.
Love to kill.
It's the official slogan. But get you into your point. These lovely people are getting Men in Black International and not going to enjoy that.
Ooh.
I'll take Kiosk B. That's the one that I need.
Ooh. Oh. But, yeah, so anyways, I think it's not entirely fair to just be like, oh, their deaths were basically the same.
Is that what I sound like?
Nah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Just, oh, damn.
Now I'm self-conscious about my voice. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to get out on Highway 6 because you're making the sound of my voice.
Yikes. Anyways, so yeah, that's just kind of what I was getting to. But we can come back to that. We are here at Redbox, so we're going to take a quick intermission.
Pray that my game is in there and it's already rented because, again...
And we don't become murdering Jedi because of it.
I will... What would your Sith name be? I'd be Darth Sirkis, but spelled S-I-R-K, so it's Chris, but just reversed because I'm the opposite of me, and I'll just put... It's a play on... And I hate clowns. It's like a play on things. Darth Sirkis? Why aren't you understanding this?
Hey, we going to lunch.
Why don't you get this?
I gotta beat this man up.